deserving enough that they can feel better. They're very different things. Give us an example in the context of your experience. Why do you bring this poignant question forward?
Well, sometimes they feel confused.
Well, there are those who say that if you smile enough and use happy words enough, that pretty soon you'll start to feel happy.
Right.
And there is something to be said for that. In other words, trying to be positive is certainly better than being negative. Telling a story that at least sounds good is certainly better for you than telling a story that you know sounds bad.
Right.
But you want to tell the story long enough that you move to a whole new level of feeling. So let's give you a break. Let's say, put the happy face sticker on it at first, but don't be satisfied with that. Take it to the place where you're really feeling that you're matching whatever's on the sticker. In other words, just stay there longer. It's a matter of staying there until law of attraction is giving you feedback that represents what you want in terms of feeling.
Okay.
In other words, let's say that you feel insecure. We were just talking about that. Let's say that for some reason you feel insecure and you're going someplace where that insecurity is inflamed even more. So you get yourself all decked out. You get yourself feeling and looking as good as you can go look. But as you're on your way there, you still begin to feel those feelings of insecurity.
Anxiety.
Anxiety is just an exaggerated version of that still. Mm-hmm. So then, if you, from that place of anxiety, step forward into the environment without taking the time to think thoughts that lower the anxiety, usually what happens is your point of attraction is such that you just attract from others things that make you feel even greater anxiety. So now you're worse off for your future events than you were before, because now you've just proven to yourself that you do have those things to worry about.
Right.
Where if you take the time to clean up your vibration before you get into the environment, so that you shift, you see, everything that happens is just the manifestational indicator of how you really feel. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to shift the way you feel before you walk into the more intense situation, mm-hmm. now you're going to get different indicator feedback, and it can just get better and better and better until in time you leave all of that behind.
Okay.
You see, here in this gathering, a lot of people want to have a conversation with us here.
Okay.
And you had a strong desire about this.
Yes.
And even though you have anxiety about it,
mm-hmm.
your desire was a stronger vibration within you than your anxiety. That's why we saw you so easily. Mm-hmm. And that's why, even though there were people all around you who wanted it to be them, it was clearly you we were reaching for in that moment, because your desire was piqued and it far outweighed your anxiety. Now, the closer you got to the stage, the more the anxiety began to swell a little bit.
Right.
And then as you sat there, sort of breathing and panicking and wondering what in the world you'd gotten yourself into,
it got
a little worse for a minute. But now the longer we talk and the more you realize how clear-minded you are and how clever you are and how wonderful it is that you are here and how this is an environment, this is a shoe-free environment or in any other kind of, this is an environment where we take you as you are and adore you as you are, and you don't have to stand in your head in any way to please us, because we know who you are, we know who you were before you were born. We know who life has caused you to be. We know what's in your vibrational escrow. We adore you as you are. And so as you sit in our gaze, you're feeling better and better and better and better and better. But you see, you don't always have that advantage, because sometimes you are in environments where there is not that sort of interest in you. You have to foster it yourself. You have to tune yourself into the vibration of your being, and you have to stop asking other people to behave in ways that bolster you up, because they're busy keeping their own head afloat out there in this sea of insecurity that so many people call life.
Can I speak of an experience that I'm having at present?
Yes.
I've been really practicing these principles. I've been, and it seems like my vibration is definitely starting to speed up with that which I desire.
No question.
What's happening is in my sleep time when I'm sleeping. Okay, let me back up a second. I'm feeling visceral in my body, that feeling tuned in, tapped in. I can actually feel it kind of, my word is zoom, zoom, zoom. I can just feel it all the way to my feet, all the way to my head when I'm talking about something and I'm tuned in. when I go to sleep at night, and I had an interesting